Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous, In Depth.
Blake, thanks for joining this in-depth episode on the Almost Famous podcast. We're pumped to have you.
Thanks for having me. It's been a little bit since I've done something like this, so.
Yeah, hopefully you're nervous. Are you nervous?
You know what? Weirdly, I was. I was sitting here, I was drinking a coffee. I'm like, it's got to be the coffee because I shouldn't be nervous for something like this.
Yeah, it happens to me. I don't know what it is, but if I go a bit without you know, having a camera around, which I do. I go a long part of my life now with no cameras around. I get nervous. It's weird how you can just step away for a bit and then you get back into it. You even have an interview to talk about your life and things feel odd or off.
And it should just come off naturally. It's just like you're like waiting for something you might not know how to. It's just like a, I think it's natural, right? It's got to be. Whenever there's a camera or a microphone, a little unsettling sometimes.
It's not natural. Well, how are you doing? How are you holding up? What's going on in your life?
You know what? I'd say I'm good only because it's been time, right? Like time heals a lot of things and time just allowed you to kind of reflect and just move past the kind of the mayhem that's kind of happened over the last little bit. And things are really good now, you know, I'm just focusing on myself, which I needed, and things are good.
Yeah. So let's dig into the good a little bit. We're going to talk about obviously some of the harder times recently in your life. Sure. Let's talk about some of the good. When you say you're good, is there some things that you've had to step away from or refocus on to get back to a place where you're feeling good?
Yeah, I would say one. I think the main thing was because I've been so wrapped up in, you know, trying to find a person over the last year and a half is completely blanking out women, to be honest, because that's the one thing that's kind of toyed with my mind over the last little bit. So it's taking a step back, focusing on me, but focusing on things that make me happy, which is wildlife, the outdoors, and just family, obviously. But I'm just following my passion, really diving into that, and it's really playing out nicely. And that's where I'm finding the most happiness. So I'm going to continue to follow that trail until it leads me elsewhere.
Yeah. You and I have a lot that we could probably relate on and go back and forth on when it comes to our experiences on the show and kind of the good and the bad and the difficult afterwards and that healing process of trying to get back to a level place, a place that, you know, you're not always hurt, you're not as angry, and you can get passionate about something again. That it takes time. It felt like for me, the only thing that healed it was just time and getting used to the new normal.
And I think too, part of it is control. I think you lose some control coming off. It's a whole new experience coming off it, and you don't know how to manage it. And so you feel like you don't know what you're doing in a way. And so now I'm just kind of gaining back some control in my life and making my decisions and just falling into what makes me calm again.
Yeah. Well, let's start at the beginning then. And we'll catch up with where you're at currently.
Sure.
You were seen on The Bachelorette. What made you want to go on the show in the first place?
Full on. It was a combination of it was a dare in a way. Like, you're a very out there guy. You always do new experiences, new adventures. The only guy that's not single or that is single wanting to go try one of these dating shows, you know, you're still single. So I went on. Well, I applied first. And then when I got the first call, I was Canadian. I didn't think I was going to get on this US show. Then when I had my first interview, I had a good feeling I was going to get on. Then I started taking it seriously. And then I started blanking out girls in my life. And I was like, I don't know, take this seriously. It's going to be, I potentially Claire or two others. And so I just dove in. And then when you got there, well, I would say 3 months before when I found out I was going to be Claire, then I started like really diving in and being like, hey, how can I learn everything about her? That's where I made the mistake of building her up to be like, this is the one.
Yeah.
That's the mistake I continue to make. And that's why I'm done now. Building up someone based on what I think they are on Instagram or before I even meet them. And that's where a new approach, we can talk about that later as to how I'm going to go about meeting girls down the line.
And we can talk about it now too. What is your new approach?
I just think that, you know, we have all these apps, we have Instagram, we have all these things where we can get so attracted to somebody because people spill their life through social media. Mm-hmm. So you can get attached to that and thinking of, you know, somebody based on an app or social media or photos or video. And then it can come to real life and it's not organic. The vibe isn't there. The energy isn't there. And you like almost, you set yourself up for failure because it's not organic. It's not like the old days where people met organically and it was like this nice, you know what I mean? Like I want to try it like the old days. I want to meet you in person. I don't want to put an emphasis on what I think you are before I meet you. And so taking a step back from doing that going forward.
Do you find you find any of that comes from maybe like a personal either insecurity or maybe even a personal like inflated ego? For me, it came from a place of insecurity. I would see people on social media or I'd see them in public.
Yeah.
and I would build them up, and I would never feel like I could be good enough for them. I never felt like I could connect with them. And so I'd end up just retreating and pushing away and never actually allowing myself to get to know them as a human. So for you, where does that come from?
Like, so you're saying, so you're asking me, why did I build them up on Instagram? Yeah. Like, why?
Yeah, why do you build these people up to a place where you're so into it already? Like, you're so committed to it already that, like, it ultimately is probably going to be a little disappointing once you finally get to be around them, because nobody's as great as their social media. Nobody's as great as what they are on television.
Well, that's the issue. Is like, I'm realizing that that's the case. So, I would just build them up based on what they're showing me. But then when I come to real life, like, social media gives us a false indication of what people are. And I realized that. So it's not necessarily that I'm building up because I didn't think that I was going to be good enough for them. You can lay out all your best cards on social media. And so we see that. And so you're almost always going to be let down otherwise. And so I'm done with being scammed in a way. You know, I think this is looked at in a bad way, but it's like, we are the best version of ourselves on Instagram and social media platforms. So I'm just taking a step back from that. Not necessarily that I have they're building them up. It's just like, that's what they show. So it's like, wow, all the boxes are checked here. Like, and then I get to real life and it's not necessarily the case.
Do you feel like that? I mean, obviously you go on this television show, it's, 12 weeks of filming. It's a condensed environment. There's a lot of really fantastic dates. You have no distractions. Nobody's pulling at you to do anything. Do you feel like being on the show had a similar feeling for you, where even, you know, yourself or the guys involved, or for Katie and Claire, you were getting a false sense of what life looked like?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, though, I'm not specifically speaking to, you know, Claire, Tayshia, Katie, like building, I built Claire up for sure, but the other two, not necessarily. But when I got there, yeah, I mean, you know, everything was perfect there. Everything was perfect there. And, you know, I think that's a combination of things. I think we really did vibe and mesh really well when there's, when I'm talking about Katie specifically. But, you know, we didn't have one thing hold us back, really. I mean, aside from, you know, some of the Greg stuff that happened, our dates, every conversation we had, it was up and up. We didn't have a little setback. So it just, like, it was easy to fall in love. It was easy to get there. It was easy to feel like this was the most incredible thing ever. And then real life came, and it was, I don't even want to explain how that feeling was of trying to reel it back in and make it like, no, but it was like this on the show, like, where it's just a little setback. But the more setbacks that came, it was very clear that this was going in a wrong direction, and there's no way of trying to reel it back, because we were in a honeymoon stage and we were not acting like it was a honeymoon stage. So there's something clearly wrong with that.
That's how I'd explain it too. You know, my experience was like, hey, something was off, especially now I'm married, right? And
yeah,
I have a terrific wife, and we have really hard times where she probably doesn't like me very much. But there's a difference to that. Like, there's never a doubt. There's never a question. So can you explain what it was like for you walking through that season? And then when can you come to the realization that, hey, this isn't my partner, and that's fine, but this isn't my partner.
Yeah, it was very clear for both of us when we spent the first long chunk of time together, and that was about a 3-week period of time in New York and then in San Diego, which I have discussed before. And that was the first, big chunk that we were realizing we were compatible in a lot of different ways. And I think we were both expecting to have a really amazing time and love San Diego. She had a new place and stuff. And it just, from day to day, there was just tension that I don't really know how to explain it. We were just not delivering what each other needed during that time frame. And it was that 3 weeks that ultimately ended it. I didn't see her for a while after that, because I did go to Kenya, you know, with a combination of those two things built up. And it was just like, what are we doing? And we decided to pull the plug.
Well, I do want to take one step back here. That's such an interesting, I mean, so many people can relate to that too, what you just said, right? You're dating somebody, things are great. And then you just have this moment of clarity and realization that maybe it's not as good as I thought it was going to be. And how much of the show then through, you know, Claire and Tayshia's season and then your season on Katie's, like, prepped you for these moments? You know, one of the things that a lot of contestants get off and talk about is their ability to communicate increases. How much prep for you as a person did you feel like you got through going on these seasons to be in a long-term relationship?
Yeah, I would say it gave me prep, but it also got, like, in some ways, I feel like gave me setback for your confidence and your ego of thinking you know what you're doing. You know, I think when you fail that many times in a row and you fail as big as that, it's brings you back to real life a little bit. You don't know as much and you're not as ready as you may have thought you were, which mm-hmm. kind of sucks because we're at a point in our life, well, I am anyways, where, like, I want to be, you know? So in terms of setting me up, I think, you know, failures, no matter what, and no matter how big the failure, is always going to give you growth in some capacity. I continue to narrow down what I like more, which again, I think scares me in a way because I'm just am I making myself, my partner, am I going to be more picky? Because the more failures, I'm like, well, I know what I don't want. And now I'm going to, like, narrow it down. Am I being too picky? Is it now, am I putting it on me? Do I need to be more open? I don't know which way to go, you know? And I hope that it just falls in my lap instead of chasing it the way I have been. But I'm kind of lost in that sense. Like, and that's why I'm trying to focus on myself the most, because I don't have the answer, Ben. I don't have it.
Yeah.
You know?
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Well, it's hard too, because as you were saying, part of the healing process for you is doing some of the things you love. Mm-hmm. And so by doing some of the things you love, are you now pushing aside so many of the other things out there and other people out there? You used a word that's interesting that I want to talk about. You said chasing.
Yeah,
I get it. Makes sense. Is the chasing aspect, you think, why you went on the two seasons? I mean, you got, I don't know if you call it heat or whatever, but people were like, yeah, you know, would love to talk about how you went on a season. It didn't really work out fully for you. And so then you went on the next season and people said, hey, he's just out here to be on the show. But ultimately, why did you choose to do both seasons and both seasons so quickly?
Well, originally I was probably in the talks. Well, I was in the talks of going to Paradise. Okay. Then when Katie was announced as a Bachelorette, like that's who I was thinking about, you know, seeing my eye was on her potentially going to Paris. As soon as she was Bachelorette, I was like, okay, well, I can take the easy route and like take the less heat and go meet a bunch of different people. But she was the one that was different to me. We had the same humor, kind of crude, a little vulgar, unapologetically ourselves. I felt like she was someone different that I haven't met before. The other girls, I don't know. She just, it was going to be different. Now, it was scary because I knew, and I got heat. I got the heat that I knew I was going to get. But it was either go do her season, meet the girl that I wanted to meet in Paradise that now I can't, or I let that go and go 2 months later to Paradise. Regardless, it's a 2 month difference. Yes, I went on right away, but I'm just chasing the girl that I wanted to chase because I thought she was the best match for me. But I mean, it ended up being that way. And like, I was right in that way, but just not long-term where it made the most, where it means the most in real life.
Do you regret it?
No, I don't, because, I explained this to somebody the other day when they asked me about it, because that's the question I get the most, I think. And when I weigh them all out, I remember how exciting and how happy I was in that moment, regardless of the outcome. Now, I was so happy. It was a feeling like I've never had before, and experiencing the feeling of like truly feeling like it was love and this was going to be it. Right. And I wouldn't take that back, even though it didn't work out, because I remember how great it was. You know what I mean? So like that feeling and that experience and like every, like I can't, and I don't like to have regrets. I like to not live life that way. So as much as I, yeah, in some way, like it's a proposal that went to shit and it wasn't my person and I did it on that stage and you kind of look like an idiot and all those things, I still remember what that was like with her. And I hope in some degree that, you know, she doesn't regret it either, because it was a really amazing experience with her. And that's the way I'm trying to look at it and be optimistic about it, instead of being like, why the hell did I do that dumbest decision ever? I try not to look at things that way.
Why does it, I mean, why does it matter to you if she regrets it or not? I mean, you said that you hope she doesn't regret it either. Why does that play a role in your thought process?
Because I want her, I think selfishly want to know that she was, because I have those doubts where if like, you know, potentially was I default, all those things with Greg, right? So I want to feel like this wasn't some fucking dumb fake thing. I want her to be like, this was as real as, you know, and those feelings, I had the same ones you had, you know? So it was on the same wavelength. I wasn't the same wavelength. You know, I don't want it to, if that makes sense, like, it's like, I want it to feel as real on her end as it did for me. So I'm like, I hope that she was, and I really do believe that. I think.
Yeah, it makes complete sense. It's
yeah.
So many people's reaction to a breakup is, I just want to know that you cared too. Like, yeah. That's all I need. So have you had a chance to get closure from it? Has there been any opportunity for you to get some of these questions answered?
Yes. We talked very cordially after we announced engagement, the breakup, and we were really good with that. And then obviously all the other stuff happened. And since then we have not spoke, but she has reached out to me. I just have not been in a place yet to respond to it, especially at the time that it all kind of was unraveling. I didn't want to respond in a place of emotion and like right in the heat of things when I haven't had time to reflect. And there will be a time where I can respond to that, and we will, but there's no point in doing it where I'm going to speak out of emotion and in a place like I need to let the time go where I can like step back. Cause I'm not over that. She's happy. She's making this. She made the decision. Although, you know, I didn't like it. She made the best decision for her. Just like I would make the best decision for me. It didn't play out the way I wanted it to. And like, it could have probably been handled different, but I have no time for a grudge. Grudge takes so much energy. Why do I want to have a negative energy for her? It's a waste of time. And I do think she's a good person, and it just like things played out not the great way, but I just don't have, I will get to that and I will respond to her and we will make up 100% one day. It's just not yet when it still feels kind of fresh.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to make any promises. You will get there. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I remember the season where it felt like I was never going to get there, and where like, you know, then you have jerks like me asking about your ex, you know, every couple of days. And, you know, it's my job. Yeah, yeah. I get paid for this.
Yeah, but, yeah, you know, yeah. I know for sure.
You do get there, right? Somebody asked me about the show today, and it has no emotional toll on me. It takes right. No pain for me to talk about it. And
but it would have.
Oh, it would have crushed me. It crushed me for a year and a half, man. It was a pain. There was so much inside of me that I wanted to talk about that I couldn't talk about. And that, you know, I was the same as you. And I've said it, like, there's an anger too. It's like, I don't want to say something here I'm going to regret in 5 years. There's no reason for that. And so it's a wise place to sit, because regret will hopefully be limited, you know, 5 years from now when this isn't a pain in your life. But it hurts, man. It hurts. And then it hurts even worse. And I want, this is, you know, something I want to talk to you about is, like, does it hurt to be talking about it now? It is fresh. It is new. She is dating somebody else. That band-aid, I remember I called one of the producers from the show when I found out, you know, that Lauren had moved on social media. And they're like, here's the good part. The band-aid's now been ripped off. Your wound is completely exposed. There's only one way out of this. And that's now for you to heal, because for a while that band-aid was sitting on there. So for you, that wound has been open for a bit. The band-aid's off. Does it hurt?
Yes. Yes. I think just because I have, just because there's confusion, right? And I think as guys, like, we want to know and have the answers, but I'm just, there's still confusion to it, that although I've, you know, had the explanations and the reasons given to me, there's still, I don't think there will be, I'm hurt, but it won't be fully healed until I maybe ask a couple questions, right? And just clarify a couple things. Until then, it'll fester a little bit, but the majority of that pain is gone and I can live happy day to day and I'm good. But there's always be a little piece that won't heal until I have that wrap up conversation with her eventually when that comes. And that just will take time to get there. And it will come. I know it will, because we're both mature. We are. And so it'll get there. It's just not yet. And I think I should be the one to determine that, just because I was on the back end or the wrong end of it. And I'm just, it was, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes complete sense. We can relate in a lot of ways, and I'll stop here, continue to bring it back. But I, you know, just guy to guy here and two people on the show, like, there is a time I remember it. I was on a walk.
Oh, yeah. But you remember it specifically.
I remember it specifically. And I took this same walk every day for a year. And there was some day that I was walking and it just, like, there was like a weight lifted from my shoulders and my chest. And I said, you know what? It's this, I'm not going to carry this with me anymore. I don't want to carry this with me. Actually, I'm good to not carry it with me. And at that moment, I've never said this publicly, but at that moment, you know, we both apologized to each other. And that was it. That's the last time we've really had like a discourse. Like, there's random stuff that we have to, like, we had to settle out afterwards. But like, it's the last time we had a discourse, and it felt good. Like, we're done. Like, I'm sorry. And she said she's sorry, and we moved on. And that's when I really felt like I could date again too. So I don't know when that's going to happen for you, but I do believe it will happen. I do.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, I feel like it's that conversation is sitting at the bottom of my to-do list right now. I'm definitely not making it a priority. It's there. I know it's something that has to be done, you know? And so it lingers, you know, when you're like, I still have to do this. This still has to happen at some point. I guess you could like scratch off and pretend it's something you don't have to do, but I know that it'll be better for both of us if we do. It definitely would be for me. So yeah, it will come. It's definitely not a priority, but it will be. And maybe I'll just have a day walking down the street like you, and it'll just happen.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't expect it. So
yeah.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Diaper Judy. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe,
watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the diaper stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
You know, when the news came out, Ashley, my usual co-host, who can't be with us right now because she's a mother of a
yes. Congratulations, Ashley.
It's a question that gets asked from breakups, and I told her I would ask you this, and we've been super intrigued, and our listeners seem to really like to hear everybody's thoughts on this. But you're in the heart of it. How long is too long or too short to move into a relationship post a breakup? Is there an appropriate time? Is there not? Like, what are your thoughts around this?
That's a good question. I would say you need to do whatever is best for you that makes you happy. So we all have to be selfish, I think, overall. Like, unless, like, I will get over the fact that she made her decisions and moved on. So I will eventually get over that. She is happy she made the decision to do that because it made her happy. Mm-hmm. All we want in life is to be happy. We can't think about everybody else as much as we want to, but you really got to think about yourself first. And yes, sometimes that's going to throw people to the wayside that you ultimately loved, cared about, all those things. But when it comes down to it, it maybe could have been announced a little later, all those things, you know, in the ways that she did it. You can't put a number on it because every circumstance is so different. Every relationship is so different. The person, like, if it ended a little bit differently, there could be more of a, pardon my French, but like a screw you. And it's like, I don't care about, it depends where you're at with that person, what the discussion was. There's so many things I think that go into that. You can't put a solid number being like, hey, after 3 months, it's good for everybody to move. No, I think it's circumstantial. And I think you need just to be happy in whatever that decision is. Everyone else will get on with it, because happiness rules all. So
you have a unique situation where, you know, obviously this is so public.
Yeah.
And so much a part of your story right now, more than most breakups. But the other side of this is that you have, it is so public. You have gone through a breakup and now you have people supporting you. Some people have to do this alone. They get broken up with and they sit alone and they don't, nobody gets it. At least you have people that have an opinion, probably mostly positive, but some negative.
Yep.
Do you, for anybody listening who is in the midst of or going through or healing from a really hard breakup, do you mind sharing your experience when you found out what you did, who you reached out to, how you found support, how you felt? So hopefully somebody listening, maybe that's alone in this, can feel like, yeah, I get it too.
Yeah. Are you talking an example of somebody else that would be in the public eye or some, or just generically?
Generic.
Just yeah, breakups in general. Yeah, there's a lot of
people listen to this that have, you know, tabloids writing about their breakup.
Yeah. I would say find that thing that makes you happiest outside of your person. Focus on that, whether it's, you know, the volunteer work or something that can take your distraction away. The people I rely on, obviously you go right to family first. And, you know, I want to be told straight everything that they feel about the whole situation. I don't want it to be sugarcoated. And then I would say not to jump into, you know, talking to other people and like the whole rebound thing right away, because it's just, again, putting like a bandaid on something you haven't healed through yet. I mean, I really just took time. I really dove into my wildlife conservation stuff because it really made me the happiest. And, you know, in some degree, I think depending on how it ends, sometimes it can make it easier. The way that she did it and moved on so quick, it was like, hey, well, we're not getting back together, especially based on the song that she played for me in her 12 days of breakup of never ever getting back together. Yeah. Right. So, you know, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
So
that,
I think so.
That was tough. I you know, for those in the sidelines, they probably thought, oh crap, maybe got a giggle. For those in it, like you, that probably hurt, I would assume.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I definitely was unexpected. But yeah, I think depending on how it all ends too, right? Like, it's so circumstantial. Do you take the time? You focus on the things that make you happiest. And you just always got to remember, like, you think back of old relationships. I remember the first relationship I had where I was like high school sweetheart, thought I was loved. I remember I was in a hard depression for like a month. I moved away. Like, I was nuts. And I thought I was never going to find someone better than her. And I thought it was all over. But the relationships I've had after that were so much better. Things always, you know, get better. You grow from it. You know, they always get better. So although you feel like you lost the world in a sense,
yeah,
she probably wasn't the world if she's not with you. And you're going to find something probably better. And that's what I find with all like depression situations, all those things, like all those times you freaked out, overthought about all these things. How did it actually end up? Was it really as bad as you thought? Did you find like everything will work itself out in the time? It doesn't feel like it, but you got to look back on your own life experience and think about how you've moved through things and where you are, why.
It's a really wise word, man. I mean, it is. I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, geez, look at the story of the people I know. My buddy goes through a divorce. He marries a wonderful woman 3 years later that he loves and loves him. And, you know, for me, I go through a public breakup and I feel like I've lost everything. And then I meet my wife and I'm like, I can't imagine my life without her. Like, I can't imagine. It does. And it's such a good lesson for those who are in the midst of something so hard, is to know that, yes, right now it feels like the world is falling down around you and that there's the biggest weight and cloud over everything that you do, but it continue, like keep taking those steps forward because it will get better. And we have to remember that because it sometimes doesn't feel that way.
Exactly. But I know what the thing is, people always look to other people to be like, you know, they got over this. How did they do that? But look at your own life. There's a lot of things that you're probably overlooking that you've done in your life that you've, you know, stepped up for, overcome, all these things that you're not thinking about that have, like, this is just another one of those things. So move past it, because you'll look back on this and be like, oh my God, why was I so, yes, some of them are going to be more challenging than the others, but there's a reason where you are. And so look back on your own experiences, because there's probably a lot in your life that you went through that you're not really taking the time to appreciate, respect for yourself. So.
Well, to close up here with you, I really appreciate your time and your honesty. I think it's going to relate to many out there. And your story is, yes, it was in the public eye, but if we can take that element away, it's incredibly relatable to so many. Where you sit now, what are you looking forward to? Where does life go for you? Like what dreams do you have for 2022 and the years beyond? If you could close this out with just, you know, where is Blake going to go? What do you dream of, buddy?
You know, I started to become a lot more just ambitious and really realizing that, you know, there's a lot of crazy things that happen in this life, but it's short. And so I love to continue on this ambitious path, find someone that wants to live that adventurous, ambitious life with me. I'm super happy as I am single alone, but I know that it could be elevated with that right person. Until then, I'm not going to chase it. I'm not going to think I know what I want. I hope it just falls in my lap. Until then, I'm going to continue to focus on the things I love, and that's focusing on wildlife conservation and animals, and try to do some good in the world. And hopefully that karma falls back in my lap with the right person one day. And I can continue to just follow that dream and that passion with them.
Well, you know, it'd be inappropriate if I didn't ask, you know, give us some ways that people are listening and some organizations you're a part of and some things that if they want to, you know, help out with as well. What are those organizations and how can people best support you?
Oh, geez. Okay. Great organizations. I would start off with World Animal News, Katie Cleary, who does a really amazing job at wrapping up all the most important animal related news in the world and things that we could do to step up and help out. Aside from that, Big Life Foundation, where I was out in Kenya working with them and really bringing to light all the poaching issues, human wildlife conflict as it pertains to elephants and the ivory trade and rhino horn. There's so many. If you go to my Instagram and or our Mowgli Moines Fund, where I do support a lot of these organizations, DM me if you really need some help and direction, or just see who I'm following. And those are the right organizations to follow.
Sounds great, man. Well, thanks for sitting down with us. Thanks for sharing. Are you watching Clayton season?
I've watched the first two episodes. I haven't since. I'm trying to, it gives me weird feelings right now. Yeah. Like this last date, someone told me that Clayton went on a horse date to a country singer date. And that was my one-on-one with Katie. So I'm just like, I don't need to go back there. You know, I don't need to.
Take some time.
Yeah.
The show will be there when you're ready.
Yes, exactly.
I promise. It never goes away. It's the cockroach that keeps on living. Hey.
That's a good way to put it.
Blake, thank you again for joining the Almost Famous podcast. This in-depth episode has been fantastic. Wish you the best. Our listeners are going to wish you the best. If you're listening, go out there and support Blake. Tell him you got his back. And you know, the best thing about this, Blake, I'll tell you, I'll close it here.
Sure.
Everybody was, you know, Team Ben or Team Lauren. And ultimately, that wasn't helpful either way. I didn't want people to be on my side or not her side, and her side, not my side. Ultimately, we can lift each other both up and say, hey, we're going to do our best things, and there's a good life in front of you. And I wish that for you, man, and we all do.
I appreciate that, man. I really do, because it's been crazy. So take all the support we can get. It's right back at you.
That's right, man. Hey, thanks, Blake.
Of course. Take care.
Blake, appreciate you, man. Thanks for doing this.
Of course. No sweat. Enjoy the rest of your trip there.
Yeah, give Kobe a hug for me if you don't mind.
Yeah, well, Mr. Clean too.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. Take care. Later.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all
with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower. Our registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.